Polymet Mining Corporation has encountered another stumbling block in its controversial bid to develop what would be Minnesota's first large-scale copper-nickel sulfide mine. A coalition of five conservation groups sued the Iron Range Resources Board, or IRRB, earlier this month over a December decision to loan Polymet Mining up to $4 million. The loan would help Polymet buy more than 5,000 acres of private lands to exchange for Superior National Forest lands at the company's planned mine site near Babbitt, Minnesota. The land exchange with the U.S. Forest Service is a critical component of Polymet's plans because while the company owns the mineral rights at the mine site, it does not have surface rights, and federal law prohibits open pit mining on the Superior National Forest. The lawsuit against the Iron Range Resources Board, a state agency, was filed Friday, January 14th by five groups: the Minnesota Center for Environmental Advocacy, the Save Lake Superior Association, the Friends of the Boundary Waters Wilderness, the Indigenous Environmental Network, and the Center for Biological Diversity. Duluth attorney Mark Fink is senior attorney and public lands forest director with the Center for Biological Diversity. He oversees the center's efforts to protect public lands forests, including the 193 million acre national forest system.
We learned that IRRB was considering this loan at their December board meeting, and so we sent them a letter notifying them that issuing this loan prior to the completion of the environmental review process for the mine would be a violation of the Minnesota Environmental Policy Act. But they went ahead and issued the loan anyway, and so we then sent letters to the governor, both Governor Pawlenty and Governor Dayton, trying to get them to disapprove the loan, but we didn't hear back, and so we felt compelled to file this lawsuit in January.
The groups claim the IRRB loan violates Minnesota laws prohibiting state agencies from providing approvals, permits, or loans for proposed projects that are still going through the environmental review process.
It's really a matter of good open government and not prejudicing a decision before it's made by the state. And so we really think that the proper procedures need to be followed here, especially due to the high profile over this mine project.
Canadian-owned Polymet Mining Corporation, backed by Swiss giant Glencore International, is the first of several multinational corporations seeking to mine a geological formation in northeastern Minnesota called the Duluth Complex. This formation stretches in an arc from Duluth east to the tip of the Arrowhead in Cook County and contains one of the world's largest deposits of copper, nickel, cobalt, and platinum group metals. Record high prices for these minerals, advances in processing methods, and a desirable North American location has made the Arrowhead region an attractive target to companies around the world eyeing natural resources worth billions of dollars. The prospect of a resurgence of mining in the region and the creation of hundreds of jobs has garnered wide support statewide, including that of U.S. Senators Amy Klobuchar and Al Franken and freshman 8th District Congressman Chip Kerbach. The Polymet mine, if approved, would create about 400 jobs on the Iron Range for the projected 20-year life of the mine and pave the way for similar mining projects to move forward, bringing even more jobs to the area. But not everyone is convinced that a mining boom is such a good thing for northeastern Minnesota. Copper-nickel mining, also known as non-ferrous, hard rock, or sulfide mining, exposes sulfide-bearing waste rock to air and water, generating toxic runoff known as acid mine drainage. Sulfide mines have a generally poor track record in the U.S. and elsewhere, leaving persistent pollution, dead streams, and in some cases, ongoing taxpayer-funded cleanup and water treatment costs. Introducing sulfide mining to the water-rich environment of northeastern Minnesota, an area known around the world for outdoor recreation and pristine wilderness, is of real concern to many, including Native American tribes in the region.
The discharges from this project would flow down the Embarrass and Partridge Rivers into the St. Louis River and ultimately Lake Superior. And so in that sense, residents of Cook County and residents of the entire Lake Superior Basin should be interested and concerned.
That's Margaret Watkins, water quality specialist with the Grand Portage Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. She's been working closely with the Fond du Lac and Boys Fort bands as tribal cooperating agencies in the PolyMet environmental review process.
Our purpose for being involved in this is to ensure compliance with Minnesota environmental laws. Once acid mine drainage develops on any large scale, no one's found a way to stop it. So what that could mean is perpetual water treatment. It could mean contaminated water and wetlands forever also.
Minnesota's neighboring state of Wisconsin passed a sulfide mining moratorium law in 1997, requiring applicants to provide examples of other sulfide mines in the U.S. or Canada that have not resulted in significant environmental problems. This additional burden of proof has effectively resulted in a ban on sulfide mining in Wisconsin. The PolyMet mine proposal has been under environmental review for more than 5 years. The first draft of the environmental impact statement was released for public comment in October of 2009 and was highly criticized by a number of groups, including the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. The EPA blasted the document, giving it the agency's lowest rating possible, environmentally unsatisfactory, inadequate. The EPA said the mining project as proposed would result in unacceptable and long-term water quality impacts in the Lake Superior watershed, and the agency directed the parties involved in the environmental review, including the Minnesota DNR, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the U.S. Forest Service, and PolyMet Mining, to prepare a supplemental draft environmental impact statement. That work is ongoing and is not expected to be ready for a second round of public comment for several months. In spite of the documented risks sulfide mining poses to long-term water quality, supporters say it can be done safely and that the new mines would provide a much-needed boost to the state's economy. Industry analysts predict that if the PolyMet project is approved, it will launch a modern-day mining rush, transforming Minnesota's Arrowhead region into a world-class, non-ferrous mining district. On the opposite side of things are those who caution against sacrificing the long-term health of Minnesota's water resources, including Lake Superior and the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness, for short-term economic gains, and who perhaps doubt the motives of multinational corporations seeking to extract billions of dollars in subsurface minerals. For WTIP North Shore Community Radio, I'm Kara Thomas.